I remember my first half marathon. I went to Corning, New York to run and knew no one. And all of a sudden I heard, "Hey, black girls, run! Yes!" And it was so empowering.
That is Sharon Joseph, a Boston leader of the group Black Girls Run.
And this is The Magic Pill from WBUR. I'm Dr. Eddie Phillips.
And I'm Carrie Goldberg. And many of us are grown-ups now, but today we're talking about peer pressure, but not in a negative way. That's what's different from adolescent peer pressure.
No, it's definitely positive. We're talking about the social side of exercise, how social bonds can help us exercise, and how exercise can help us develop those social bonds.
Okay, I think I get it. Social bonds help us exercise, like our friends get us out there, and exercise helps us develop those friendships.
Right, Carrie. It can be a group. It could be a buddy. I see this in my patients. I always ask people, how do you like to exercise? Occasionally, people say, that's my time alone. Mm. But for most of us, we're social beings, and people say, wow, that's the time I'm going to spend with my spouse. That's the time I'm going to spend with my buddy. That's mm-hmm. the time when I just with a group of people doing the same thing.
So it's together time.
Absolutely.
So let me tell you a little story. Nearly 5 years ago, I was jogging over this huge hill near my house. I kind of like to plod up to the top in my slow way. There's a beautiful panoramic view up there. And to my surprise, because it was really early, it was before 7 a.m, the hill was overrun with runners, like a couple of hundred of them in all these bright clothing, and they're young and fast and wearing neon sneakers. And I asked one of them, "Who are you?" And he says, "Yeah, the November Project."
And now they're a super well-known group. They even call themselves a fitness tribe.
Fast forward to now, they've got a book out. They're in 30 cities around the world. They figure they've had maybe 100,000 people show up to their early morning free workouts. And you know what they say their secret sauce is?
I think I do. Here's 24-year-old Kristen Mann, a member of the group, after doing stairs at Harvard Stadium.
It's the people, like the relationships that I've built here. Just like had a tremendous impact on my positivity, so they get me here.
And Mary Anna Yaram, another November Project devotee, always has her iPhone in hand after the workout.
Every week I take selfies with everybody, and it's nice to see people, and if people run up to me and are like, "Hey, let's have a selfie together." It's a little ridiculous and very fun.
And there's even a name for this now, Eddie. It's called social fitness. The November Project co-founders had this vision that was very different from your typical gym where you just come in, work out, and leave. Here's co-founder Boyan Mandarich.
We push for interactions. We tell people, turn to a neighbor, turn to a person that's standing next to you, get to know their name, give them a high five, learn something about them because they may become your best friend for life. And that is what brings our members back.
And they called it the November Project because November is when it's getting dark and cold and really hard to get up to work out. So they decided to help each other stay accountable and show up to their morning workout.
So, Carrie, some people don't like groups.
Yeah, I don't.
So an exercise buddy may be the best thing for them. So there's this accountability that you're going to have from having your exercise buddy show up at your door at 5:30 a.m.
So you've got to go.
You got to get yourself out of bed. But there's the other side, the fact that you're showing up for that person.
So you're helping them,
It goes too. Both ways, absolutely.
Yeah, it totally makes sense. And it's also this double whammy effect because the exercise is good for your health, but also the social connections, like with this buddy or with your group, are also good for your health. So the psychiatrist John Rady says it's just more and more clear that social bonds actually keep people healthy.
This is one of the reasons why we've seen this amazing rise of CrossFit and Zumba groups and SoulCycle groups. It's something that we as humans evolved to need.
And John Rady cites a huge study of several million people on Medicare that found that in terms of your health, being socially connected and engaged is even more important than exercise, although I shouldn't be saying that here, and more important than not smoking, more important than taking your pills. So ultimately, in a way, Eddie, it's sort of like what E.M. Forrester once said, only connect.
Carrie, we are social beings. So find that buddy, find that group, that exercise tribe that we're talking about, and get moving with them. So tomorrow, we'll talk about excuses and reasons and all the things we put in the way of our exercise.
And for today, your song is Synesthesia by Druzy.
Synesthesia taking over.